It's the Next Gear on PodTech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. As automakers turn towards greener vehicles, one of the technologies they are exploring are lithium-ion batteries as a way to develop plug-in hybrids. Now, engineering a battery that costs less, lasts longer, and is scalable is the key to making these PHEVs available to the mass markets. And one company at the forefront of research and development of this technology is Watertown, Massachusetts-based A123 Systems. And joining me today is company president and CEO David View. David, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
David, first of all, tell us, who is A123 Systems?
We're a five-year-old venture capital-backed startup that originally licensed some technology out of MIT for making advanced chemistry in lithium-ion batteries. Today, we're a manufacturer of high-power lithium-ion batteries.
And I understand you've got some pretty large shareholders who are part of your corporation. Can you describe and tell us about them?
Sure. The company was originally financed through some venture capital corporations, including and led by Northbridge Venture Partners here in Massachusetts and Sequoia Capital on the West Coast. A principal shareholder and a contributor to the company is Desh Deshpande. He's a former founder of Cascade and Sycamore Networks, and has been a very significant contributor to the company in his own right, as well as the chairman of the company today. This has been complemented by some corporate investment by Motorola and Qualcomm, as well as money that came in from General Electric Corporation. And we had some investment from OnPoints, a fund from the basically money from the U.S. Army involving projects for technology in the U.S. Army, and AllianceBernstein, who is a large mutual fund.
And I would imagine that in relation to companies such as Qualcomm and Motorola, they are looking at this technology as a potential for their cell phone products as well as other products they may be developing as well.
Yes, they're interested principally in the area of communication devices and making batteries that have higher energy density and longer life and fast charge and good safety and the like. Our company has focus in a couple areas. The most prominent one that's in production today are high-power batteries, the first application of which was for cordless power tools for Black & Decker DeWalt. And then the current application that you see quite a bit about is in the area of automotive applications.
Great, and we'll get into that in just a moment here. First of all, describe this nanoscale electrode technology and its initial developments from MIT.
Yeah, MIT filed for a patent on a doped nanophosphate cathode material. So what that means in more maybe layman terms is lithium-ion batteries are made of three major elements in the system. There's an anode, a cathode, and a separator material. And the cathode is quite often a limiting factor in the performance of the cell, either in the energy of the cell or the power capability of the cell. And what this invention did is it determined that by modifying the chemical makeup of this phosphate cathode material, they could make it much more conductive. And in the creation of nanoscale particles, these particles have a base particle size of about 100 nanometers. By having relatively small particles, you can increase the surface area and increase the rate of energy transfer or the power of the cell. And so the fundamental capabilities of this are based on principles of lithium-ion technology, but the chemical base chemical ingredient is nanoscale, and it's based on an iron phosphate compound that's novel and quite remarkable.
And the promise that it represents is quite significant as it relates to other batteries, nickel hydride and the like. Is that correct?
That's correct. As you've seen batteries evolving over time from lead acid, NiCad batteries, nickel metal hydride batteries, we've always seen some improvement being made in lithium ion. There's certainly no exception to that. Lithium ion technology has a significant improvement in energy density on both weight and volume basis, which means that for a given energy, you can put much smaller package. And this technology is an extension of that, where it really improves the power and life characteristics of lithium ions, a couple of the weaknesses there, and really makes it applicable towards vehicle-type applications.
And in fact, this technology and the research and development that your company is doing is attracting the attention of some pretty large companies as well as government entities like the Department of Energy. Describe your involvement with them.
Well, we've been working with the Department of Energy from day one. Actually, the company, even before its first venture capital, had done an application successfully for an SBIR from the Department of Energy. That SBIR yielded a $100,000 project that ultimately expanded into the neighborhood of $750,000 for the development of materials and battery capabilities, which we utilized and have been successful ultimately in commercializing. And then the second thing is the Department of Energy is very active in a program with U.S. car companies in a program called the U.S. ABC, or the U.S. Automotive Battery Consortium. And we've been the recipient of an award of a $15 million project, which is in conjunction with the U.S. ABC.
And can you talk a little bit more about the U.S. ABC, the U.S. Advanced Battery Consortium? Who are they?
Well, it's the big three automakers in the U.S., Ford, Daimler Chrysler, and GM. Who have representatives working together with the Department of Energy, the goal of which is to advance the development of battery technology, energy system technology for electrification of vehicles.
The big three obviously are committing very strongly to this technology and realizing it as the next generation vehicle, in a sense, with their development of next gen hybrid vehicle batteries. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I think you've seen work going on over an extended period of time. If you look over the last 15 years, the work that's been in and around the electrification of vehicles with the famous EV1 program that's been theatricized and all. But the limiting factor for them in terms of truly successful all-purpose vehicles has been the battery technology. And they've talked about this a couple weeks ago at the announcement of their Chevy Volt. GM spoke very openly about the fact that they've now seen evidence of battery technology utilizing these new chemistries that they believe is sufficient to change the game and allow them to employ battery systems on a much, much broader scale for a broader type of vehicle.
We had the opportunity to be in Detroit and to cover the reveal of the Chevy Volt. It's a beautiful, beautiful car. It has several propulsion platforms that it can be on, so it's quite exciting. In your development of this technology, you've recently formed a partnership with Cobasys. Can you talk about that?
Yes, Cobasys is a firm located in Michigan that has in the past really had two lines of technology. One was a core competency in nickel metal hydride cells, and the other is in the development of systems that employ these. And the systems involve putting together a large number of cells together in a package, managing the temperature, managing the performance of the cells, and making sure the entire system behaves as expected. And that systems competency is what they've excelled at. They also have an exceptional knowledge base in dealing in the automotive world. And our company has come from the side of making and developing the cell technology that's utilizing this new capability. So we're working and teaming with them on developing the complete system that would be utilized by GM.
And this partnership has just entered into an agreement with General Motors to provide these batteries and systems for their Saturn View Green Line plug-in hybrid. Can you discuss that agreement and the opportunity that it represents for both your company as well as the consumer?
Sure. This is a development project that will take the specifications from that new vehicle, and we'll be building jointly a pack to meet that requirement, utilizing the A123 cells and the Cobasys systems competency, and we'll be delivering prototypes of that pack for delivery and ultimate deployment on vehicles, so we can do bench testing, you know, lab testing, and then ultimately on-the-road vehicle testing of the systems.
Any thoughts or ideas or projections as to when we might be seeing this pack in autos available to the consumer in a mass market form?
Difficult to say, and GM's been conservative, I think, in this in their view about this, to be cautious and not to set expectations too high. This project that we're involved in, the development program, is expected to be a one-year program. Typically, deployment of systems, once they've been approved, is a 3 to 5 year effort for any vehicle. So you got a kind of a relative idea of the range, I think, in that what the expectation really depends on the success of this project in the early phase.
And this is not the only project that your company, A123 Systems, is involved in. You're also associating with the Department of Transportation and the Federal Transit Authority with their National Fuel Cell Bus Program. Can you talk about that program and your involvement?
Sure. We've entered into an agreement with them and in partnership with General Electric and Ballard Power Systems to create a fuel cell and battery-operated bus, and that development program is getting underway this year.
President Bush is expected tonight to speak about linking our energy policy to national security and hopefully look towards more domestic power sources and alternative fuel sources. Can you just kind of talk about that and maybe what you think might be coming or what maybe you hope might be coming?
Well, there are a couple things. First of all, if you kept a close eye on the presidential speeches over the last 15 months, you've seen quite a bit of discussion about alternate fuels and also batteries as a potential to solve some of the problems with the electrification and elimination of the dependency on oil. And he's talked quite a bit about entrepreneurship, about American technology, and so we've watched with interest as this has gone on. And then recently there was an article in the media that disclosed some request by the big three automakers to get some funding, and I think the administration is probably in support of that to increase the funding level as evidence continues to mount that the technology, the baseline technology, is there to do the job. We need to spend a lot of money on engineering to engineer these systems, and frankly, the goal now is to move as efficiently and as quickly as possible to the commercial reality of electrified vehicles.
And your final thoughts on your company, A123 Systems, the technology that you are researching and developing, and the promise it represents for a greener America and the consumer and their driving habits in the future?
Well, we are fortunate to be in a very, very good position from a technical standpoint, and I believe the timing right now is sort of the mood in America, the interest in eliminating our dependency on foreign oil. It seems like we've made a serious decision as a people to make a change. And we believe that the baseline technology is there. This chemistry that we're working with is a plentiful substance. We use iron and phosphate. They're minerals that are found in the earth. They're not noble or limited metals. They have very good cost basis. They're not environmentally unfriendly. In fact, that they're reasonable in terms of the disposal and use. They've demonstrated good capabilities for long life, and we think that they're a good baseline capability for developing the batteries of the future, and we're really happy to be part of it.
David Diu, President and CEO of A123 Systems out of Watertown, Massachusetts, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks very much.
For the next year, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.